Truckster, don't we?
All right, I think we do have to hop in the family truckster. So, Tyler, Tuesday table read, what are we reading for the folks here today?
All right, well, we've been promoting it for a while now, the National Lampoon's Vacation Tuesday table read. And basically, I title this scene, Sorry Folks, Park's Closed, if you know what part of the movie we're talking about.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it here. All right, let's get going here. Noel Acosta is our narrator. We got Tyler Werner playing Chevy Chase's Clark Griswold. We have a special guest playing Beverly D'Angelo's Ellen Griswold. And I'm doing a little John Candy action. Can't wait for it. And with that, Noel, take it away.
After the Griswolds' near 2,500-mile trek in the family truckster, they're finally near their dream destination.
I know we're getting close. What is that? What is that? There it is. Wally World, next three exits.
Ellen and the kids begin gasping in excitement.
Wally World, we made it. Doggone it, we made it. The Griswolds are one heck of a family, huh? We made it. Oh, don't get too much sun now. Oh, watch out. Watch out.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's just beautiful. Oh, darling, we made it. You did it, Sparky.
Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you.
The Griswolds park in a what is completely empty parking lot at Wally World, and the four get out of their family truckster.
First one's here. First one's here.
But
first one's here.
But Clark, we're so far away, Clark.
Right, right. And at the end of the day, when the lot's all full and everybody's fighting to get out, we'll be the first ones out too, right? Why? Because we're the Griswolds. Come on,
the four Griswolds race through the empty parking lot towards the distant park entrance. Clark and Rusty leap with joy side by side as they arrive at the front gate with Ellen and Audrey close behind. As the four stand beside each other at the entrance, they notice a tall rubber Marty Moose figure holding a sign with a rather disappointing message and a push-me button.
Sorry, folks, we're closed for 2 weeks to clean and repair America's favorite family fun park. Sorry!
What?
Clark, what are you doing?
We watch his program. We buy his toys, we go to his movies, he owes us. Doesn't he owe us? Huh? He owes the Griswolds, right? Absolutely right.
Clark, you're scaring me.
Don't be scared. I just think somebody owes us an explanation, that's all. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Clark, now, just a minute.
Clark leads the family back to the family truckster and hustles into town, parking across the street from a sporting goods store.
Honey, will you check the mileage, please?
Where are you going?
Just going to get some sporting goods.
Clark scrambles into the sporting goods store while others wait in the car. He then rushes the family back to Wally World and the four walk to the park security office, with Clark carrying his purchase from the sporting goods store in a white paper bag.
Clark, will you listen to me? Just find a hotel. I'll call my parents. I'll wire us money. We can fly home and forget this entire vacation ever happened.
Honey, just relax, okay? I told you I'm not angry anymore. I'm in complete control. I'm sure they're not repairing every ride at the same time. I think they owe us a little explanation. I think they owe us a little fun, okay? Whatever happens, just trust me. Will you just trust me?
As the Griswolds near the security office, one of the guards sees the family and steps out of his booth.
Sorry, folks. Park's closed. The moose out front should have told you.
Yes, we're here to see Mr. Roy Wally.
And what is your name, sir?
Clark W. Griswold.
What's this regarding, Mr. Griswold?
We're public relations, summer inspection, personal matter.
Inspection. Well, nobody notified this office of anything.
Well, I'm notifying you.
I mean, I'm afraid I'm going to need a little more than that, sir.
Okie dokie.
How's this? Clark gets the pistol out through the bottom of the paper bag he was concealing it in.
Clark, have you lost your mind? Where did you get that?
Sporting goods store, honey. Now you listen to me, fatso. You do what I say and there won't be any problem, okay? We just drove 2,460 miles just for a little Roy Wally entertainment. The moose says you're closed. I say you're open.
We're really not violent people. This is our first gun.
No, it isn't.
Another one of the park security guards arrives at the scene.
Hey, what's going on here?
You, freeze! Freeze! Sit! Sit! Come on! Lie down! Let's go. Lie down. Roll over. Stay. Okay? Okay. Let's ride. Let's ride. Come on. Stay.
Acting! Brilliant!
Thank you!
Thank you!
There we go! Tuesday table read down. Traffic. AccuWeather. We'll be back right after this.
Feel free to give us a call. 610-374-8800 or 1-888-401-0459. Now, back to Talk It Out.
Welcome on back, folks. Wow. Can we all give a standing ovation to Tyler Werner and Mike Fox as Ellen in Vacation? I mean, I was more than happy because I had a lot of elements to be hitting there. To just be John Candy's security guard. And it was, I had to turn my mic off, Tyler, because I was laughing so hard at you and Fox. And I will say, Tyler, I don't know how many times you've watched that movie, but you had the cadence of Chevy Chase down to a T, man.
Our computer's lagging a little bit.
It's no
worse. Trying to queue up some Clark Griswold sound.
Just do it yourself, because man,
that's one of those. Yeah, it's one of those movies that growing up every year, we'd watch it before we'd take our annual July trek down to Delaware, and just over the years, I mean, I watch it at least once every summer, and it's one of those things where it kind of ingrains in your mind the cadence of each line and.
And it sounded like we had a caller off air. I wasn't the only one who was in awe at the talent of you and Mike Fox. It sounded like we had Lisa or something like that checking in.
Yeah, Lisa in Reading area. I guess she was on the road. She was, stopping at the store wherever she had to go. And yeah, I mean, I don't recall hearing from her before, but she said we made her day and she really enjoyed it. She enjoys it. So that's
awesome.
Great to hear.
Thank you, Lisa.
We can make your day.
Indeed. Yep. And not even, I think this show is a testament to what Talk It Out really is. Because we just went from having some very serious topics of talking about the pandemic that we all fall in together into one of, that might have been the best one, Tyler. I don't know. That was, I was cracking up, not even, because I love the movie, but just you and Fox.
I wish
we were recording
Fox
that.
Fox a lot
one.
Of credit.
Yeah. Pinch hitting as Ellen, because
yep.
Initially we were going to have Lisa reading as Ellen, and I told Fox, Mike Fox does a great job, produces all our spots here, fills in on feedback, Advantage Point, love working with Mike, he's a great, great employee, he's a great coworker, great friend of ours here, but, I told him we were going to have a role for him. I'm sure he did not expect that he would be playing Beverly D'Angelo's character in Vacation when Fox was coming on here, but a lot of fun, man. You guys did a great job.
Absolutely. And great job behind the board, Dan. And yeah, maybe next week, I know you'll be away. So maybe we'll do encore presentations of
Ooh.
What we've done so far, since I'll be, filling in the big
chair.
It's
not a bad idea. Something
yeah.
to look
forward
to.
I think it's only
to.
Fair. Yeah. We could take a week, do an encore presentation if someone wants to hear any of the previous table reads we've
yeah.
done.
Like,
and then come back. And then when you come back from vacation, we'll have something good cooked.
Bigger,
up for
better than ever.
So
how
yep.
about that? No, I love it. Great job, and I'm glad we finally got that one. That was a lot of fun.